This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run studios. What do you got for us, Dre Even?
We have a goat.
Trae Young?
Having a happy birthday. Trae Young's not a goat yet.
It's not Trae's
birthday. Be easy. Easy.
Maybe like he said he's the greatest young player of all time.
What is that? Does that even like go together? Does that even work? Greatest of all time when it's a young player? Like, does that make sense?
For every young player ever, he's the model. He's the torchbearer. Standard. Mm-hmm. Doing things never been done before. That's all I'm saying.
We get it.
Greatest 22-year-old of all time? Stats are stats.
I think LeBron would still have that category,
I'd
correct?
I'd say right now, I mean, the greatest playoff performer of all time.
You take greatest playoff performer?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at his averages.
Any age of all
never
time?
Never lost a series?
True. Name one better.
Man, I think Jordan's probably had a couple of good runs.
Jordan was 1-9 without Scottie Pippen.
Jordan's lost some playoffs.
Give Trae Young Scottie Pippen. I mean, DeAndre Hunter is kind of mini Scottie Pippen, but he's
got to
get healthy. I know.
It's crazy.
1-9 his first 10 playoff games, if I'm not mistaken, for Michael Jordan.
I mean, Jason Tatum's done kind of similar. He's been to how many Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
What, three?
Yeah.
Is it three?
Jason Tatum.
Can he win right now?
We just don't know when he's 22.
Talk about when he's younger. So you guys got to go back against what you're saying. Are we talking about good young players?
I didn't go back. Okay. I was the one making the argument. Cam wasn't the one making the argument. Tatum's a fair comparison. You could argue if Tatum was even the best player on those teams, but
he's got. Let's see if Trae wins this series.
Well, then Jason Tatum never did.
That's what I'm saying. That could maybe give him the edge. Then we could call him the best young player of all time.
Greatest. You're not the boat, the goat. Anyways, what were you saying about goats?
Lionel Messi.
Oh, yeah.
Turns 34 today. Man, it feels like he's got to be so much older. He's been around forever, right?
Been around since 06.
I was thinking at least late 30s, but turns 34 today. John, we still maybe considering this guy the greatest soccer player of all time? Or
I don't know.
You're the big soccer guy over here.
People argue Cristiano, but like Messi seems better, although Messi does come up kind of small on the international stage. In the biggest games,
he's never won the World Cup, right? He went, didn't Argentina go
lost, right?
To like Germany? Was it Germany?
Yeah, I believe it was Germany.
Okay, that was the last World Cup or no?
No.
One before that, 2016.
The last one, like, it wouldn't be 16, it'd be 14, right?
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, 2010, 2014.
Yeah. 2018. Who was Croatia versus whom? Who was the
France?
France won the last World Cup. Is that right?
I don't know. I remember just being mad we weren't in it.
Spain. No, Spain won in 2000.
Germany did beat Argentina in 2014.
Spain won in 2010.
2018.
Right? Yeah.
France won.
Okay. Yeah, that was right.
And beat Croatia. Is that correct?
I don't know if that's right.
Yes, they beat Croatia.
Shut the hell up.
Don't shut the hell up to me. I literally picked the winner.
And then you literally said, I never said you're wrong. You said I was wrong. I stayed quiet because I didn't know you didn't know, and you assumed I was wrong. Even though you literally just called me the big soccer guy. And we just talked about when Cam was acting like Croatia sucks a couple days ago.
Yeah, we did have that discussion, didn't we?
And I was like, they don't suck. It's like they didn't win the World
Cup. But I was right about the tie.
You were right about the tie. They didn't suck.
They sucked enough to tie.
Do you remember who Spain beat in 2010?
Is it the Netherlands?
It was. Look at you.
I do remember that. That was a fun World Cup.
Big soccer guy. 06, I don't remember. I do remember watching Messi because my brother-in-law, Hector,
wasn't
my brother-in-law at the time, but he was my friend at the time. He was a big Messi guy. He's like, oh, you got to watch the game. Went to a place called Mexi Wings and watched the game. I guess that's the only place in Athens that would show it, like one little TV. But, like, yeah, we had to sit there and watch Messi's debut. And he came in like the 60th minute or so. And he was pretty electric. He had really long hair at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I've watched his whole career. Wow.
Goat status?
I mean, I feel like people say he is. I don't know. I think it's like an either or between him and Ronaldo.
I think people have kind of almost came to the terms of where they're like, they're both the GOAT.
Yeah, they just do something. Like, yeah. You know, Ronaldo,
different styles.
More of a physical goal scorer, and Messi just kind of a do it all. I don't know.
A little more finesse, yeah.
Wait, it was 2000. Was that when Zinedine Zidane? That's when he headbutted the old boy in 2006 in the final, right?
Who?
Zidane. Zinedine Zidane, is that not how you say his name? The bald guy that like was the manager of Real Madrid? Was he not the You don't know.
I was about to say, you remember the headbutt? Right,
I mean, I guess you were pretty young, but they're like, the guy got ejected for like headbutting somebody. Is that France versus, who was that? France versus.
Is this championship game you're talking about?
Yeah.
The World Cup, the official game?
France versus Italy.
Yep. Italy.
And I'm pretty, maybe it's a dang, didn't get ejected, but he headbutted that guy. I do remember that. No, he got a red card. Yeah. 110th minute.
Wow.
He headbutted a guy hard.
Blood everywhere.
No, you headbutt him like in the chest, I'm pretty sure, and like knocked him down like through the chest.
Got a red card for that.
I mean, he headbutted the hell out of that guy.
Sounds like the other guy flopped, is what it sounds
like. He
probably
did a little bit, but I don't know. I don't want to headbutt you in the chest. I feel like that'd hurt your head too.
See it. See if you knock me down.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. I feel like it'd hurt.
I feel like I wouldn't get hurt at all. I mean, your chest is kind of tough, right? I mean, a head to the chest isn't much.
This guy's pretty tough, though.
Either way.
I'm watching. Let me see if he flops. Let's watch this together. Runs back. I mean, I'll say it probably was a flop, but it was a really, really good headbutt.
Okay, yeah. He threw a lot of force in that headbutt.
I mean, like, you have to think, the way they had the soccer ball, like, I mean, he went pretty full on the headbutt.
It was a little bit of a flop. I'd say a little bit of a flop.
Maybe a little bit, like, surprised, too. The guy's headbutting me right in my chest where my collarbone like starts at.
Wow.
Any other headlines?
Yes, we've got big news with you guys know the name Chris Nikic.
Like, I am a soccer guy.
Chris Nikic, you guys know that name?
No, I don't.
He was the first to do the Ironman triathlon with Down syndrome, and he's going to be awarded the 2021 Jimmy V Award.
Okay.
Pretty cool stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So when are the ESPYs? They're coming up. What, like June? I want to say early June.
Well, it's June 24th, so it's not early June.
Early July.
It's usually like
early
after,
July.
I want to say it's usually after the NBA finals, so like it probably won't be early July this year. They won't do it while like there's actual sports. Right? Or am I wrong?
I'm seeing July 10th.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Early July. Wow.
So are the finals going to be over there? Let's see, the Hawks sweep and the Sun sweep, and then we play a classic seven-game series. I don't think it'll be over by July 10th.
I've been loving
probably
game
not.
Sevens. I hope we get more game sevens.
What I said was stupid, but it didn't deserve that reaction. You would hear stronger words said on the streets of Naples or Milan or Paris, much more serious things. The most common version of events until now had been that Materazzi insulted Zidane's mother, but the Italian denies that was the case. My mother died when I was 15. I would never have insulted his. I spoke about his sister, he says.
Well, that's fine, right?
I love that he was like, I would never do that. I would never disrespect somebody's mother. It was a sister. Yeah. I said I'd had sex with a sister. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I would never do that. Got him a headbutt.
It did.
But
so that's what started the headbutt, right?
Yeah.
Is the talking.
They often, Zidane's team lost in PKs.
You have a sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how would you feel? Somebody talking about your sister, you're throwing a headbutt?
I mean, I don't think I throw a headbutt over my mom during the game either. I feel like it's something like you have to just deal with in sports. It's like, get you afterwards, I guess. I mean, I don't know. If they had something wrong with them, like a health issue, and they like, made fun of that or something, maybe. I don't know. I don't. Guess you just have to wait to see.
Can't kick him out there. I mean, that would look worse. I guess might as well throw the headbutt. No hands, right?
I feel like it's a psycho move to go for the headbutt in your chest, and not the head. But I guess maybe he thought the headbutt wouldn't, and the chest might not have gotten him a red card.
Like, probably like wouldn't hurt as bad either. I mean, head to head contact. No matter who's doing the force, I feel like it's gonna hurt. Noggin to noggin, to chest may not hurt as bad.
Zidane, not Zidane. Thank you, Harambe 42069.
There you go. Did please tell me you guys saw the Wisconsin basketball coach, Greg Gard, just get absolutely dragged. Apparently, Wisconsin seniors.
I had no clue what Wisconsin's basketball coach name was.
Well,
I know it's not Bo Ryan anymore, but I don't think I would have known who the hell it was.
Is Greg
What's
Gard.
What's his name?
Greg Gard.
Okay.
And
G-A-R-D?
Yes. G-A-R-D is in fact right. And apparently, Wisconsin seniors were openly critical of Coach Gard during a late season team meeting that were secretly recorded and later got sent to a newspaper. So the Wisconsin State Journal says it received a 37-minute audio file this week. It went back in February 19th, a team meeting that included seven senior players. The newspaper said that it received the recording from an anonymous email account and that pretty much they were just absolutely bagging the coach.
Does it say like what he was saying?
Let's see if there's any comments. He sat there, he listened on dry entire room, blah, blah, blah. I don't think there was any specifics that kind of came out, but basically just kind of bagging the coach a little bit, saying, take a private family minute. Yeah, just kind of calling him out on a couple of different stuff.
Okay.
Big deal here.
So that, do they want him gone?
I mean, you have a lot of, when you have seven different guys talking negative, I would say so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, are they, all those guys gone? Are they good players? Like, do I guess some of that matters. If it's like the bench players and walk-ons, like, who really cares what they say? If it's seniors that are gone, who really cares? Like, as long as a player, like, as long as they're not talking about the coach, like, beating their ass or doing something illegal, like, I feel like you don't fire a coach just because the players are unhappy.
Apparently, there was they had the meeting, and even the coach stepped in towards apparently the end of the recording is what they were saying. And they're talking about he personally don't feel like he cares about our future aspirations. And then one guard, Walt McGorry, told guard after he walked in, I don't know if I'll ever talk to you again after this. So pretty harsh, it sounded like.
Sounds like was guard a on the... On the Bo, not Bo Pelini, the Bo Ryan coaching tree. I would imagine so. I imagine he just got kind of promoted from within, right?
I would think so.
It sounds a lot like Bo Ryan, if that's the case.
He was, yeah. Associate head coach from 2018 to 2015.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
That checks out then.
Yep.
That checks out. He seems a lot like him. All right, good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports. It's Fan Run Radio. Tonight. Basically a do or die game three as the Clippers host the Suns. If you've been watching the NBA playoffs from the sidelines and judging by the ratings, maybe you have. Now is the perfect time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook, because during the conference finals, new users get 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Told you on Monday to lock in the Suns. Game one could have already been $150 richer. If you're still sitting around waiting, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? There are even more ways to win on FanDuel throughout the playoffs. And when you do win, getting your money is a layup. You'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. I'll be honest, sometimes this week or the last couple weeks, I've gotten a couple payouts, and sometimes I'll put the request in like at midnight. I'll wake up and I'll have like a 4 o'clock email saying, boom, it's in your PayPal. You're good to go. A 4 hour payout. It's unheard of. You ain't got to chase down your bookie. You ain't got to worry about going to get a money order or a check sent to you. Boom, it hits you right there in the PayPal. You can even set up your bank. Get it through there. The app is easy to use. It's updated. Easy to navigate. Cam, how you feeling? I know you're a little skeptical when they first updated the app. It took some getting used to, but I feel like it's a lot easier to use now.
I do really like it now.
On the same game parlays, the fact they just put like all the players on one list and all the assists on one list.
Yeah, I like it. It's just one of those things where change, nobody likes change at first, but it's worked out. Yep. I do enjoy it now.
Yep. I think it's a really good upgrade for them.
Absolutely.
Download the app. Sign up with promo code TALKSPORTS to bet on the NBA Conference Finals and get 30-1 odds. Again, download the app, use the promo code TALKSPORTS, and unlock 30-1 odds on any playoff team to win their next game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You really missed your opportunity on Monday to not take advantage of the Suns. Now the games are going to get a little, you know, tonight's a coin flip, basically. What's the spread, Cam? Is it still Phoenix by 1.5 tonight with the, I guess, the impending news that Chris Paul will make his return?
It is still Phoenix by 1.5.
I like Phoenix to win.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest Phoenix wins. Again, I feel like it's been a pretty close series with Phoenix being a little bit better. But again, Chris Paul is coming back. Still no Kawhi Leonard. Take advantage on FanDuel. Use the promo code TALKSPORTS. One word. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. A $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. It's obviously a must-win tonight, right? You can't go down 3-0 if you're the Clippers. No team in NBA history has ever come back from down 3-0.
Yeah, must-win. Must-win for sure. It's going to be tough for them, too. I mean, they really need to get one of those first two with Chris Paul coming back. that just adds a whole other element into the game. And we all know kind of how Chris Paul can control a game, control pace, things like that. It just, Suns are already going to be a tough out, and this is not going to help for the Clippers. They really need that last game. They really need to hold on to the last game.
I'd watch out tonight, boys. I would watch out tonight. We know, Clippers, backs against the wall. Like, how good have they been this season so far, John? Pretty damn good, huh? Pretty damn good in pressure moments, right?
Have they played anybody as good as the Suns?
I mean, the Jazz had the best record in the NBA, and they were able to get Mike Conley back at least for that last game where they, you know, had an opportunity to keep it going. So
I don't think the Jazz are as good as the Suns, though. Hobbled Mitchell in a matchup.
Hobbled Mitchell after he scores 37 and is out there running around. Like, whatever.
He got re-injured, though, in game three, wasn't it? At the end of game three? Went off in the locker room? Yeah, that or game four whenever he went off in the locker room.
It's crazy. He plays great, and we still think, oh, it's the injury. He plays bad. We'd say, oh, it's because of the injury.
Well, I mean, we'll say that he
scored 37 points, and he was out there for the majority of the game.
We'll say he didn't play great after he went back into the locker room any of the rest of the series. But
he scored 37.
That's fine.
He had a 20-something point lead.
And he was a turnstile. What are we talking about? And he was a turnstile on defense and couldn't, like, create shots for anybody. Either way, like, I don't think – the Jazz were playing near as good as the Suns are right now. I mean, the Suns have won nine games in a row.
That's fair.
That's why I'm asking if you think. I mean, because the Mavericks ain't as good as the Suns.
No.
And I think the Jazz, I mean, regular season wise, sure. But, I mean, we saw what happened to Rudy Gobert and they got spread out. Like, they can't do that with Ayton. They're not even trying. Like, maybe they'll try and be like, hey, we'll just have to live with it. But Ayton will punish them offensively if they do that. And I think he's more athletic to be able to get out there and play a little bit of better defense. But at least, like, if you give up 2 points or 3 points on one, he'll go down and get you a bucket on the other. So I do feel like the Clippers are in trouble. And when they've gotten their back off the wall, we'll say Kawhi was there. I mean, I know he wasn't there for games 5 and 6, but their backs weren't necessarily against the wall in 5 and 6. Would you agree with that?
No. I know
it was a 2-2.
I would not agree with that. Do you think
their backs were against the wall when it was 2-2?
When it was 2-2 and they were going back to Utah without Kawhi, yeah, I would say they probably thought this could be the end right here. This is it. Like, we got to win game five. Like, yeah. I think going down 3-2 in that series would have been over. They would have probably lost hope if they didn't win that game five without Kawhi. They would have said, we don't have our best player. It's over.
I don't think that's the same as being down 2-0 at home or 2-1 at home. Like, you could say the same things with also, like, the pressure being there of having Kawhi. Like, I maintain they were kind of playing with house money in Game 5. I know Paul George might not have been, but the whole team, like, no one was going to roast them for losing to Utah without Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
And I think Utah's
not taking you as serious, I feel like, too. Like, I know they think, you know, it's still the playoffs, stuff like that, but I feel at the back of their mind, they're like, ooh, thank goodness, Kawhi's not playing today. And you get punched in the mouth.
And also, like, I mean, a 3-2 lead you can come back from. No one's ever came back from a 3-0 lead.
Yeah.
And they faced that, you know, twice already. So I would say, like, you can say they've had backs against the wall in 5 and 6, but I don't think it was anywhere near the same amount of pressure. Tonight, though, I mean, like, they're pressure in the series, but I kind of feel the same way. Like, it's house money. Like, no one's going to roast the Clippers for losing now that Chris Paul's back, I don't think. Like, if they'd have lost, if it was just Booker and Ayton versus Paul George and Morris and them, like, maybe. But, like, if Kawhi's not back and the Suns are full strength, I don't think anyone's going to really roast them. They've already accomplished no moral victories whenever they're championship or bust. But, like, if you're the Clippers, you at least say, look, we made a conference finals. We finally, like, got that off our back. And then our best player got hurt.
Well, I mean, it's like the same thing with the Hawks, though. The Hawks feel like they have no pressure, nothing like that, and they just kind of keep balling.
Yeah, but if Trae Young went out, I think it would be drastically different.
Yeah, and I agree, but...
And Kawhi Leonard's better than Trae Young, but... I think, like, yeah, if their best player went out, I don't think anyone would be looking at that and saying, man, you got to come out here and win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Hawks still are. And, like, the Clippers, you know, maybe this will be their best chance for a championship. I don't know. It feels hard to say that again without Kawhi, and who knows when he's coming back. So you like the Clippers tonight?
I do.
Even with Paul back?
Yep. I think all the pressure's on Phoenix. And, I mean, we talk about all these teams not handling pressure too well. Phoenix is a team. When have they ever had any pressure? Like, I mean, I guess you'd say last series, but, I mean, they kind of dominated that whole series against the Nuggets.
I'd say being down 2-1 against the Lakers, and at that time, Anthony Davis wasn't hurt. Like, he got hurt at halftime, and they had a lead at halftime when he got hurt, but they were up against pressure then. You could also say maybe last year they were under pressure in the bubble where they had to go 8-0 to make the playoffs. They went 8-0 and still didn't make the playoffs, but, like, they were playing, basically, if we lose a game, it's over, and they won 8 straight games. So, you know, you can call that pressure or not, but
I mean, the pressure to get in a playoff. No. Was it a play-in game at the time?
I'll say for them that was very important, though. I mean, because like you're trying to do something, accomplish something as a franchise, and like let's keep in mind before the bubble last year, like there was beginning to be rumblings of Devin Booker like wanting out of Phoenix. Like you know, you're looking over your shoulder because his two best friends are playing together in Minnesota with Karl-Anthony Towns and you know D'Angelo Russell, and they're already talking about getting those three together. So. Again, not the same pressure of a conference finals. I get that for sure, but I don't think that they were completely without some tense moments so far this year. Game five in Phoenix, they come out and they shoot the lights out. I mean, even without Anthony Davis, you'd look at that and say you're going against LeBron James and the defending champs. No Anthony Davis, but LeBron James defending champs. Round one, you're trying to break through and win a series, and they came out and won by 40 points. And then again in game six, like again LeBron James, no Anthony Davis, although he tried to go and couldn't go, and the Suns responded well that time too and came out and got 25 point lead.
Yeah.
So I think both of those moments were tense and had some pressure. And do we think there's much of a difference than sprained ankle LeBron James, no Anthony Davis, Lakers versus the Clippers without Kawhi? Like the Clippers team's probably a little better. But there's no mystique surrounding this team right now with the Clippers. Like, there's no championship experience. There's no LeBron James.
I'd say they're a lot better than Lakers.
I mean, they might be.
I mean, they did beat the Jazz again twice.
They did.
With no Kawhi.
They did.
And let's be honest, like we all said this yesterday, they should have won game two. Like, they should have won that game. Paul George makes two free throws. Like, who knows what happens?
Yeah, but Chris Paul's back now, so I'd say that changes the math a little bit on that.
Yeah. We'll see. The only thing, Chris Paul, I think the best thing he does, just being the closer, fourth quarter guy. Obviously, Phoenix kind of needed that the other night. They couldn't really buy a basket there down the stretch other than Ayton's dunk. Like you said, I mean, Bridges missed a wide-open three.
I mean, I think I know Campaign had a good game too, but I still think there's a pretty huge upgrade that Chris Paul does everything better whenever.
Absolutely.
Like, Phoenix is going to be better at everything with Chris Paul on the court. I mean, in closing, yes. Like, he's not going to be the scorer because he doesn't really – try to be. Like he'll go into the third quarter. He'll get through the third quarter with about 8 points.
I was about to say. Usually
and then the
single
quarter,
digits.
He'll come out and get to, 15 and you'll look up and he'll have 17 points and 11 assists.
Yep.
Two turnovers.
Yep.
Taking about 12 shots. Guess what Chris Paul will probably do. Now we'll see what the effects of this COVID layoff has been for him. Maybe he's not great tonight. I kind of want to see the series get close just to see if it'll extend and we can get Kawhi Leonard back, but I kind of just think the Suns are going to keep it rolling. They've won 9 in a row. I don't see them stopping after the way they won game two. There's a good chance to me that the Clippers are just kind of devastated.
We've said that before.
We've said that
every series pretty
again,
much.
I mean, I was going to say they had Kawhi, but I guess they didn't in 5 and 6, but I don't think they'd have won game six if they were down 3-2. Winning game five was so big for them and allowed them to kind of play with no pressure. Like, it's one thing to win. Again, I think game five, they went in with nothing to lose.
Yep.
They shot really well. They won. And then game six, you come in and you're like, okay, whatever.
Absolutely.
If we win, we win. If not, we'll try to steal it in game seven. I'm pumped for tonight, though. But
Zubac has to play, the best game of his life.
That's true.
I was about to say, they got to have some sort of post presence, man.
To me, that doesn't sound like it's a good recipe for your pick, though. Like, if you pick the Clippers and say Zubac has to play the game of his life, maybe he does.
And maybe the small ball would work. Maybe spacing out Ayton would work a little bit and make him, take him off the court, him, neutralize him a little bit.
Yeah. Let's go to break. We'll play some this or that. Actually, Cam, you got the topics ready?
I do.
What are they?
I got summer or winter Olympics. I got... You can only watch one TV show for the rest of time, or only listen to one album. And I got free shoes for the rest of your life, or free shirts, pants, just every other part of clothing, pretty much.
Okay. You're going down, Draven. We'll play some this or that after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Come on. All right. Who's ready to play this or that?
I'm ready.
You sound already defeated, buddy.
You gotta start getting your head right for this.
Come on, you got it.
You're like Ben Simmons at the free throw line right now.
That's true.
No, wow. That's fun.
You are Ben Simmons at the free throw line.
You're in your own head. Like, you're already sighing and stuff.
It'd be more like the refs just ain't giving me calls. That would be what I'd be more referring to. Just feels favoritism towards a certain player.
Every team that loses blames the refs. Has there ever been a team that loses and be like, you know what? Good job, refs. You did a good job. You did a good job today.
Made it fair.
Yeah.
No.
What a loser mentality. It's the refs' fault.
Let's go. Go first.
I gotta get the topic.
First up,
attitude.
Summer or Winter Olympics?
To me, it's not even close. Summer Olympics. The sports are so much better. The time of the year is better. And, you know, there's some sex appeal from the athletes, both male and female, looking strong, showing off the bodies. The same in the pool, swimming, more relatable to me. What's more likely that most of America does? Run around, swim, play basketball, or whatever the hell curling is, or alpine skiing, or strapping a rifle to your back and going across the country to like shoot things? The Winter Olympics, just I can't relate to any of those things. The summer's better, the sports are better. Again, the sex appeal. It's got everything you could ever need. Shout out Misty May Trainor and Kerry Walsh.
Cam, I mean, I give you the sex appeal argument, but what the hell are we talking about? We got to relate to these Olympic athletes. That's why it's the Olympics, Cam. That's why it makes it so great. It's these athletes doing these unbelievable, crazy sports that we don't get to see every day. We have the NBA basketball. We have the playoffs. Hell, we get to play volleyball half the time. These are about sports that we don't get to see. Creative, exciting. Snowboarding. Snowboarding is it's fun. Seeing those guys do all the flips and do everything crazy. The skiing, the speed skating. Have you watched the speed skating?
The speed skating is cool.
The speed skating is awesome.
Skating. I'm not going to act like I don't like speed skating. What are we talking about
relating to these people? Like we don't do this. Isn't that the beauty of sports? No. Isn't that the beauty of the Olympics? Watching these great, unbelievable athletes do sports that we never get to see, that we only get to see this one time. Absolutely. One time a year. That's the beauty of the Olympics. That's what makes it so special, because it happens so spaced out. Because you don't get to see curling all the time.
People like football because they all played football growing up. People like basketball because they can go out and shoot a basket. You relate to it. You can go out there and test your own skills on it. There's the reason why ESPN The Ocho isn't actually a real thing. Because none of us know what the hell these sports are, and we can't relate to them, and we don't want to watch them. It's fun to be like, oh, wow. You see where Steph Curry just hit that three from? I could go out there and I wouldn't even be able to get the ball to the basket.
We get
right
this
now.
All the time. You get to watch Steph for 72 games a year, plus a little bit of playoffs.
Well,
like,
I mean,
this is your sports again that you don't get to see enough. It's so rare too.
The sports are so much better too.
What are you talking about? The flipping, the snowboarding, the skiing down the damn mountain full speed, doing flips as well. What?
It's like watching flips. Wait, have you ever heard of gymnastics, bro? They do a lot of flips in gymnastics,
not
too.
Not as cool. Not in snow. Not on a board, which is my... Have you ever been snowboarding, Cam?
I have not.
I have. And you know what? It's hard. It is hard as hell. I hated it.
Cam?
I got my ass beat.
It's also hard.
I'm just saying, these are more creative sports. Simple as that.
I mean, that's... I don't need creativity. Let's see who the fastest runner is. It's easy. We've been doing that since the beginning of time.
That's what makes it so lame.
When we woke up and we're running from dinosaurs. I got to outrun this guy because a dinosaur is going to eat him. I know we wouldn't have people out there if dinosaurs, Cam. Don't try to do well, actually. I didn't need that. But you have to outrun the animal, the prey. Wildlife has to do it, too. You wake up. You ain't got to be the fastest zebra. You just got to be faster than the slowest zebra.
What the hell does this have to do with watching the Olympics?
Because we can relate to it. The sports are better.
I don't watch the NFL because I can relate to it. I watch the NFL because it's good. It's competitive. It's awesome.
No,
it's fun.
No.
You get to watch these star athletes.
No. You can find any
relate
competitive
to
sport.
It.
You can find any competitive sport. You like football because you grew up liking football. You could go outside and throw football right now.
I never played soccer in my life. I still like soccer somewhat.
I don't think you do because you didn't play it. You didn't know anything about soccer when we were talking about it earlier because you never played it growing up.
I didn't
know
about the legs or whatever. I didn't know that whole rules, okay? Sorry, doesn't mean I don't enjoy watching it.
I mean,
played hockey in my life, but hell, I watch the Stanley Cup. I watch a couple playoff games. Islanders.
There you go. Thank you. You're proving my point. You watch a couple playoff games. Yeah, a couple. You don't like the sport because you didn't play it growing up.
That's not always true.
I think it's a pretty good basis of like, you like things that you can do, like you can relate to.
But again, those are like everyday sports we see all the time. And the Winter Olympics are sports you literally do not see all the time. It literally is only during the winter because you can only do it during the winter. Like, is that, you're going to disagree with that now?
I don't think that, how does that help your point?
Because that's what people watch the Winter Olympics. It's creative. It's different. It's new.
Even, it's even less relatable.
And anyways, by the way, you're saying more relatable in summer, like people watch Summer Olympics more? I don't think so. I think I would rather be out and about, you know, during the summer. Be out on the lake, be out on the pool, doing stuff, whatever, having a good time. During the winter, man, I think that's the time to be sitting inside, watching sports, enjoying it more. Right?
No.
Am I wrong in that?
You're 100% wrong. The Summer Olympics have much better ratings than the Winter Olympics. And also, it's a bigger event. More countries go to the Summer Olympics because most countries can afford to be, like, most countries can't, like, do the winter stuff because they don't, like, have winter. Like, countries that are hot all the time, they can't, like, have snow to go do these at. So, like, a lot of countries get shut out. You're just looking at, well, let's see what Switzerland's doing.
Who cares? Who cares what team? Who cares what teams are in that? For our perspective,
it's just a bigger
event.
Can
you really care if Egypt is in the Winter Olympics? Like, I don't. I think it's just kind of fun watching some of the star athletes.
I mean, I kind of enjoy watching the whole country. Gives you more of a global feel. Summer Olympics are so much bigger, bro. How cool is running?
Not that damn cool. You're going to tell me running around on a track is cooler than snowboarding or skiing?
Name three Winter Olympians.
Lindsey Vonn.
Without saying Shaun White or Lindsey Vonn.
Name me all these Summer Olympians and don't name Michael Phelps or any of the basketball players.
I can name them from other countries, too. Usain Bolt's the biggest Olympian of our generation.
Wow.
Watching him run is so much cooler.
That's crazy. Usain Bolt. Well, not everybody knows that guy. That's your example. That's, you really got me.
No, that's
kind you of, really no, got me.
But that's kind of my point: is how much more famous he is than any Winter Olympian. Thank you for getting my point. Yes,
it's about the sport. It's about the creativity because you're not going to just watch the Olympics to watch sports because we have sports going on all the time. We have stuff going on. We got NFL news. We got NBA news. We got other stuff that we care more about. But the Winter Olympics. It's different. That's what makes it special. That's why people watch it. That's why it's so spaced out as well. It's exciting when it comes around.
Kayla Maroney. I mean, name the whole gymnastics team, too.
Yeah. It's cool when you look it up on that computer there.
Look it up. My hand's been here the whole time. Hand's been here the whole time.
Okay. Sure.
I gotta go, John, with this one.
Oh, that's such BS, man. I had a great argument.
The Summer Olympics. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever's right.
Bigger ratings, more countries, bigger stars, better sports. Yeah, you sure did that argument.
It's because Cam likes track. You got Cam on track. Congrats.
Didn't even talk about track, really.
You said running around.
Running is cool. There's a lot more events to track. Whatever, just go.
That was a bad judge on that one. I'm not going to lie.
I definitely won that point. People watch the Winter Olympics because they don't get to watch sports all the time when the Winter Olympics takes place while NBA.
I wasn't saying watching sports all the time. I said people watch Winter Olympics because it's different. It's different than the regular sports that's going on during the winter, during the fall.
Less people watch the Winter Olympics.
Okay, this is my problem with this game. But okay, let's just keep going, I guess.
Packs are hard.
All right. Next up we have only watch one TV show or only listen to one album.
No, go ahead.
I went first last time.
Whatever.
I did.
Okay, whatever.
There's a rule.
Cam, yes. I would rather watch one TV show because when it comes to music, man, one album, I mean, albums can go really quick. Like, let's be honest, some albums are only 7-8 songs, and you could really like those 7-8 songs, but also even the bigger albums who have, you know, 20 songs, 20 plus songs, usually you like, what, maybe 8 of those songs, sometimes more, depends on the artist, depends on how much you like the artist, but usually you don't like every single song, right? So listening to the same album over and over, when think about all the new music that comes out constantly. There's new music's getting dropped every single night. There's not TV shows getting dropped every single night. In fact, my TV shows, there's only a few shows I really enjoy watching. A lot of people are like that. A lot of people are usually kind of sticking their same repetition, watching the same show over and over. I watch The Office almost every night before I go to bed. Every single night I watch it. Just because, you know, familiar with it. It's good background noise. Sometimes you're busy, want other stuff to do. You don't want to focus on a new show. Love it. That's the beauty of that. And also, you know, 9 seasons, 20 episodes in each season just about. Like, you have so much more content, so much more variety. Listening again to the same album over and over. Like, we all do this. We all listen to the same song over and over when it first comes out. And then we get sick of it. And then you get tired of it. And then it gets overplayed. And then it's like, man, that song's not as cool as it once was. New music, I mean, that's the beauty of music. It's just always constantly coming out with new ideas and stuff. New TV shows, like, out of all the new TV shows coming out, like, how many do you actually watch? How many actually have an original idea? Not many anymore. I feel like it's just some of the same repetition. You've got, what, the, what's it called? The stupid show with the kids and, Full House, that's it, Full House, the stupid show there. They had to make Fuller House, didn't they? You had to repeat iCar. They're just literally just remaking everything because people are running out of ideas. We are. Like, I could do without these stupid shows coming out, the reality TV shows coming out. I'm just good to stick with the shows I watch, including if it is one TV show, again, with a lot of seasons, a lot of content. Yeah, I'm all about it. Music's so much better anyways. What do you do more, watch TV or listen to music?
Watch TV.
Well, maybe for you, buddy.
There's more options.
Some people need to get out more, you know what I'm saying? But a lot more people listen to music. I listen to music every day. There's times where I don't have time to listen to a show. There's times or watch a show. There's times I don't have time. Working all the time. Anytime you go in the car, you're listening to music.
You don't have time to watch TV, but you have time to go through all these new albums that are coming out?
What are you talking about? No, I'm not searching for albums.
How long are your car rides? You really, like, most car rides are probably going to be 15 to 30 minutes.
Well, that's not always true for everybody.
No, that's why I said most.
Okay.
You mean your daily commute is how long?
About 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you could realistically listen to three songs there and three songs back, and you're fine. So I don't know why time is such a big issue. There's so much more TV that you can – there's less competition. Let me rephrase that. In with music, you can listen to podcasts if you need to kill some time. You can get into a whole different genre. You can listen to the radio and listen to talk radio if you need to. With TV shows, you get stuck with one thing. It's going to take basically all of your entertainment and soak that up. Like when you're at home watching TV, you're watching the same thing over and over. The same episodes over and over. There's nothing else. With albums. You can listen to music whenever you want. Just give him the point. I'm tired of arguing about this.
Yeah. What an L. What an L. Where are you going? It looked like you're just circling and just going in circles, man. Just going in circles. Hell, you could have finished it and Cam would have probably still gave you the point the way we're trending, but either way.
We're running out of time.
Just gave him a point. He's over here slandering me. That's okay.
All right. It'd be funny if Cam would give me the point still there.
I was kind of expecting it, to be honest.
All right. Next one. Free shoes or free clothes?
I'll go with free shoes. I'll go with free shoes. Simply because I feel like shoes are tougher to get these days, Cam. The shoes you want, pretty expensive. If you're guaranteeing me any free shoes I want, which means I never have to enter these stupid raffles ever again, I can have all the free shoes I want. And guess what? If I want to get to it, I can get the free shoes and sell them. It's harder to sell like articles of clothing, things of that nature. But again, the demand is just so much higher for shoes than like, oh, look at this new shirt. If I want a new shirt, I'm walking there and get it right now. $20, boom, here and there. Your whole wardrobe, how much money do you actually spend on a wardrobe a year? Let's say $1,000 a year, maybe, at most. And you keep that. Shoes, man, I don't know if you look at the shoe market lately, Cam. $250 for a new pair of shoes, and that's if you're lucky enough to get them off the jump. So I think money-wise, it's the right play. And I think, again, just accessibility is very important here. Being able to get to the front of the line and get whichever shoes you want and get them for free.
Come on, man. This is too easy. Free clothes? You get to mix and match your wardrobes, like, completely? Yeah, like, shoes are a little bit more expensive, but I think it's more important to, especially when, you know, winter comes around, jackets, coats, all that stuff. It's pretty expensive, too. More expensive than shoes, right? You disagreeing with that? And
no, but I've got the same stuff I can wear.
Wearing the same stuff over and over. I think it'd be cooler.
I'm not wearing the same jacket.
I mean, I've been wearing the same shoes over and over. You don't see me complaining.
You've been bringing in new shoes.
Well, every now and then. Pretty rare for me.
But let's say, while we're on this topic, what do you feel better about? Getting a compliment about your shirt or your new kicks? What gives you more of a boost when somebody's like, hey, nice new shoes?
Probably more of the shirt.
That's
or
not
the
true.
Jacket.
Or when you
show
me those
hoodie.
Goofy rainbow shoes you had, you're like, hey, John, you like these? Think I could pull these off? Hey, John, look at my shoes.
It's about the whole outfit. This is one article of clothing in comparison to the whole other outfit. Cam, imagine like just going to the mall and just literally picking out outfit after outfit, and especially with different times. Most people just wear constantly tennis shoes. With shirts, pants, you got to mix it up with winter, summer. I had to go get my summer fits. I had to go get shorts and shirts and all that, some swimming trunks. Had to change it up a little bit this summer, right?
Yeah.
It adds up.
Can't
it all adds up because usually when you're going for shoe shopping, how many shoes are you going to buy? Usually buying one pair of shoes.
You know
when you're shopping for shorts, pants, shirts, all
can't
that.
Can't afford it.
It adds up, too. We buy multiple pairs of shorts, it adds up.
How many people do you know collect clothes, have clothes collections? Have you not seen some pretty high-end sneaker collections? All the Jordans stocked up. I mean, not to be sexist, but I mean, women's have like walk-in closets just based on shoes. Like, they talk about how much money they spend on shoes. Collecting shoes is much more of a thing than collecting clothes. How many clothes can you really wear? And you want to talk about style and like changing stuff up. Nothing throws a fit together, Draven, like a new pair of shoes. Imagine you could have a different pair of shoes for every outfit. Oh, I crease these? Oh, no big deal. Give me two pair. Shout out to the St. Lunatics and Nelly. I need two pair. You could have a pair of shoes for every outfit.
What are you, PJ Tucker?
Yeah, I am. Yes. Like, PJ Tucker has all the money in the world, and you know what he wants to do? Buy shoes.
The whole collecting shoes thing is so stupid.
No,
like, are you actually collecting shoes, Cam?
Are you actually collecting, like, designer belts and stuff? Like, you're wanting free accessories?
The more shirts, the merrier, for sure.
Yeah. Put on a bad pair of shoes with them and see how that looks. Again, the shoe puts the outfit together, Cam. Cam can wear a $10 Atlanta shirt. He can wear shorts. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because he's got his nice $130 pair of ice trays that he's walking around that he's kept clean.
That nobody said. A lot of people don't even know their ice trays.
But
a lot of people can't tell the value of shoes. You can tell the value of clothes for sure.
No, how much is this t-shirt?
Pretty cheap.
Well, I mean, if you want to argue that it's cheap, I would say, yeah, it's easier to buy. The shoes are the most expensive part of this outfit, but you can't tell. This is a nicer t-shirt, by the way. It's very soft if you want to feel it.
I'm good.
Nothing like a shoe. Nothing like the shoes to put an outfit
together. Could literally throw on sandals half the time and look all right. Throw on a cheap pair of Birkenstocks, a 20 pair of Birkenstocks with any outfit during the summer, and you could pretty much rock it.
You can put on a $3 white tee from Hanes as well.
People are going to know, though.
Shout out to them franchise boys. You can go over to the mall and get the buy four for $20. No one will ever know the difference.
Winter clothes. Winter clothes are more important. Think about it. Like, people know jackets. Like, people know the brands.
Imagine you step out in a pair of $400 duck boots, though, Cam. How warm your feet are going to be. They always say you got to keep your feet warm. It's the most important part of winter.
Also, not to mention, like,
his ass and stuff them out in some boots.
You
too.
Know how expensive
some
like suits are, Cam.
You know how expensive
suits?
Cowboy boots are. Gets you some Gucci.
What the hell is Cam gonna be wearing cowboy boots? What the hell? A lot of people do not wear cowboy boots
out here.
Is that
because Cam's black? You don't think you wear cowboy boots?
No, because I don't wear cowboy boots either.
You didn't say it when I said I was gonna buy some cowboy boots. Yeah,
I've seen you wear cowboy boots before.
You ain't never seen you wear cowboy boots. That felt racist.
I don't wear cowboy boots. You go okay, yeah. Pull that card. What about suits, Cam?
Wow, he's calling it a card now, Cam. Racism's a card in America these days. Racism's not real. It's just a card.
Really? Oops. Really? Really? Suits, Cam. Can I finish my point about suits?
Right now,
suits.
You can get boots that are just as expensive as suits.
Nah, man. Come on. Suits go for can be thousands of dollars,
man.
So can boots.
I'm telling you, they can.
People don't wear boots. Nobody's wearing cowboy boots.
That's not true. You ever seen a cowboy?
No. Because people are not wearing cowboy boots out here. If they are, they're getting judged, too, by the way.
You can come to Joe and me tomorrow to watch the Ying Yang Twins. There'll be some cowboy boots out there.
Oh, yeah.
I got a good point, John, here.
Just because
you missed an opportunity, Draven. You could have talked about you're buying two different things and you're saving money to buy shoes. With
said that.
Outfit.
I said that. I said all this adds
point.
Up. The outfit adds
it
up.
It does add up. The shoes are
the
still
suits.
More expensive.
The
still,
suits.
The shoes are still more expensive.
Go buy a suit, man.
I
go buy a
one.
Suit.
One.
You could also buy dress shoes like pretty cheap, I feel like.
You don't want cheap dress shoes. You ruined the whole fit there. Last call on the other side. Last call here on the program. Just got a couple minutes. Let's get to a story, although before we do, a little breaking news. If you are into tonight's NBA action or want to get on FanDuel and get some, it's official. Chris Paul is in the starting lineup tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. Cam, what do you got for us? Let's pump the brakes. Let's keep it moving.
All right, I got Redneck Rave in Kentucky.
Pump your brakes!
All right, Kentucky's getting international attention for a 5-day party billed as the Redneck Rave, where multiple people, like we're talking tons of people, were arrested or cited. A sheriff told the Kentucky news station, but there was 14 people were arrested and 34 others were cited on criminal charges that ranged from assault and strangulation to drug and alcohol possession.
So people just out there getting their ass beat and getting in fights. That checks out. There was a place called the Redneck Water Park that was right next to my farm down in down where I'm from. And basically, they'd bring, like, people would bring four-wheelers. They'd get, like, mud fights and just, like, do a bunch of weird stuff. And eventually, the cops just shut it down. They'd just sit out there and wait and then pull everybody over for drinking and driving and pull everybody over for just hassling them.
Yeah, this was nuts, basically. Like, there was a guy who reportedly had his throat slit. A woman was allegedly choked until she was losing consciousness in a fight over a blanket. A guy was impaled by a log that pierced the floorboard of his vehicle. It was just all over the place.
Have you ever listened to, I don't even know what it's called, just redneck raps? Like, have you ever stumbled down that YouTube, like, rabbit hole of, like...
Like Outlaw?
I don't know any of it.
Yellow! Like, that's what he sounds like.
He sounds like what?
Yellow!
I don't think this is who I'm talking about. Like, this isn't even really a gimmick. These are just, like, always, like, really, really trashy white people out in, like, the mud, out in, like, Georgia or Alabama, just making just very simple rap songs as they're riding around the music videos in their trucks in mud. I don't know if Outlaw's one of them or not, but...
Yeah, I had some friends who really liked that country rap.
It sounds like this is like that music video, I would assume.
Just yeah, like there was stuff
seems
from,
like these type of people that would kill somebody over a blanket.
Oh, for sure. There was stuff from broken bones to people missing fingers.
People missing
just fingers. Impalements, lacerations, intoxications.
What was the city at in Kentucky?
I want to say it was near Edmondson County is where it
I don't
was.
Know the hell it's at. I don't know why
near
I
Mammoth Cave.
Yeah, it's not doing anything for me. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.